Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Today is going to be a really short episode of the Monday Matters podcast. It is a question I am going to pose to you, and it's one that came about because I asked a lady in my office, "What do you do for self-care?" And the look on her face was kind of embarrassed. And she answered, she's like, "I don't really even know what that means." And I realized that I needed to just back the train up when it came to the work that we were doing together and start helping her to understand what was going to bring her some peace and some joy and happiness and health. And I decided I better maybe share this on the podcast because I remember not really knowing what self-care was years ago as well. And I've done a good job of figuring it out. And I had forgotten that it's not something that people are innately good at. And I heard a quote one time that how you approach self-care is often the way you've been taught. And I thought, whoa, isn't that the truth? How I approach self-care is often how I've been taught. But what if you haven't been taught how to do anything in the area of self-care and looking after yourself and being healthy and staying healthy and treating your body well and exercising and eating well and honoring sleep and taking time off work and finding positivity and expressing gratitude? And what if you've never been taught those things? You've never seen them modeled. They're not a part of how you grew up or your belief system. And all of a sudden, there's these expectations that the counselor puts on you, like, tell me about how you do what you do for self-care. And you have really no idea what that even means. So my challenge to you today in this short and sweet podcast is, can you answer the question, what do you do for self-care? Do you have a few things, and whether or not you have a lot of time to do them or not, that's not up for discussion. But just if you were to really take some time to look after yourself, what does that look like? Do you have some habits that you've implemented that you consider to be self-care and you never or you rarely ever veer from them? You know, is drinking water something that you now do for your own health and call it self-care? Is making sure you get enough sleep something that you do for yourself and you call it self-care? Before, you used to allow the candle to burn at both ends and you don't anymore, and sleep is something that you consider to be your version of self-care? Have you learned to say, nope, I am not going to sit on that committee. I am off that board. I'm not doing that, because you really want to be at home and you've started knitting or crocheting or, you know, doing something that is mindless. Maybe you're beading now and you're just not going to sit on all those boards and committees anymore because you need time at home. And that outlet, that craft is your version of self-care. Can you answer the question, what do you do for self-care? Can you answer the question, where did I learn this? Did somebody teach it to me? Have you been experimenting and finding out, you know, well, I went for a pedicure, but I actually hated it. That is not my version of self-care. Have you been trying different things or being influenced by influencers and social media and friends that have, you know, put it on their Instagram story? I did such and such and it felt amazing. And so then you go and do that and you hate it. Or maybe that's how you've been exposed to something that you didn't have a clue about before. No one taught you about it and you've now been exposed to it and you love it and you're going to do more of it. How do you look after yourself? How did you learn to do that? And how can you teach it? When I saw the quote, how you look after yourself is often the way you've been taught, or whatever it was, it made me think, have I taught my kids how to do self-care? Like, sometimes it annoys me because I feel like they've been lounging on the couch for the entire Saturday. Trust me, they're cared for. They're very selfishly caring for themselves right now. But no, I don't know that I have done a really great job of teaching my kids how to make sure that they have joy and that they feel peace and that they have an idea of how to answer the question, what do you do for self-care? It's something that I am going to now reassess, and I'm always trying to do things a little bit better and a little bit different. And in my realm of parenting growth, I want to make sure that before my kids are completely out on their own, they can answer the question, what do you do for self-care? How do you look after yourself and make sure you feel the best that you can feel? If you aren't doing it, there's nobody else that's in charge of that. Nobody else is in charge of making sure I feel great. That's up to me. And I take it very seriously. And understanding that it's up to me has been a game changer as far as not letting other people influence how great I feel and taking ownership of that. And that's my challenge to you. If you don't feel great, what is the self-care strategies you need to start implementing? We are wrapping up this year. We're moving into the new year. If you've listened to me for the last few seasons of this podcast, you know I don't really set New Year's resolutions. But what if you wanted to feel better next year? Regardless of what month this is, what if you just decided in a year from now, I want to feel better? What will that self-care look like? Okay, I told you this was going to be short and sweet. Answer the question, what do you do for self-care and who taught you that? Where did you learn it? How have you been experimenting with it? And how would you teach self-care to somebody else that's important to you? If you've got some great ideas, let me know, because I am in this office teaching people to look after themselves all the time, and I am open to any new ideas and suggestions. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.